You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello, lovely listeners. This is Alex Mearns. Joined with me is the Arsenal-hating Football Hour presenter, Dom Betts. Dom, I was thinking when we were coming to do this podcast, right, let's do a Chelsea podcast. And I thought to myself, no, he's impressed with Chelsea at the moment.
I hate him still, but yeah, I'm impressed.
He's very impressed with Chelsea. Where do we get your best material? Talking about Arsenal. So, we're going to talk about them because I believe they're back on the up. They destroyed Southampton at St Mary's in the FA Cup 5-0 this weekend. They're back sitting second where I predicted they'd finish at the start of the season. Dom, 47 points, 7 off Chelsea, 4 points off City in 5th. Are you impressed with Arsenal?
No, because they should have more points than they do.
Right.
They haven't impressed me this season. Mm. They should be doing a lot better than they are.
They've only lost 3 games all season.
Those 2 games against Everton and City, for me, put them out of the title race. The only way they can get back in for this for me is if they win against Chelsea and Liverpool get something against Chelsea midweek. Because after these 2 games, I can't really see Chelsea losing many,
okay,
if any.
I tend to agree. So, let's talk about the bad boy for life, Arsene Wenger. He got a 4-game touchline ban for shoving the 4th official. The guy's a legend, isn't he? He's such a ledge.
He finally did something that I liked. Pushing the 4th official.
Who's the dirtier man? Arsene Wenger or Granit Xhaka?
I mean, like, I liked it. He shows some passion, which he doesn't usually do. He just sits on his bench, trying to do a zip-up, failing to do a zip-up. I like to see managers with passion and aggressiveness about them.
Do you?
And, I mean, do you know what the best thing was about when
Why do you want to see a manager with aggression? It's not going to help anyone.
It just shows they care.
But in reality, if I'm a player, which obviously I am, top player.
Top centre-off.
I couldn't play for Arsenal, I'm not that good. But if I'm a player and I look to my left, right, or right, I don't know why I said that, sorry, and I see my manager, who could be my granddad, right, pushing a 4th official, I just think, what are you doing, mate? Like, that's embarrassing. That's honestly, to me, that's a bit embarrassing. But, and he's had previous with this. He pushed Pardew, which we all want to do. He went into Mourinho's. I can't stop laughing because it's just Arsene Wenger being a bad boy. It's just that's what we should call this podcast, by the way. I think 4 games is pretty lenient.
What I found strange, I think it was BT Sport.
Yeah.
I think it was John Collins said he should.
I do find BT Sport very strange.
Like, John Collins said he should get a 12-game ban. I was like, what are you talking about? It's like,
it's a third of a season.
It's like, he hasn't been racist. He hasn't, like, bitten a player.
Yeah, how
many? He's literally just pushed a 4th official.
Yeah, not very hard as well.
Yeah, a push is, like, overhyping it a bit.
Okay, right, let's get back to the football.
He graced him with his presence.
Actually, yeah. I say get back to the football. We're going to talk about off-the-field matters, which you just can't seem to get away with Arsenal. Mesut Ozil, one of my favourite players. Alexis Sanchez, probably Arsenal's best player. Why the hell is it dragging on and dragging on this contract situation?
This isn't new for Arsenal.
No.
I feel like they always do this. Mm. Players get into the last 18 months of the contract and just... I think Sanchez is more key to Arsenal than Mesut Ozil is.
But to me, it looks like Ozil's happy and Sanchez is not.
Well, when you're getting this money from China coming in and that's being offered to Alexis Sanchez...
Yeah.
I feel like he wouldn't take it. He loves playing football at the highest level too much. I think Arsenal are just being stern with their word and just not offering the players what they should be earning.
You talk about China, Dom. This is something that we haven't been doing podcasts for a while, but over Christmas and the start of January, my God, unknown Chinese club have given Paul Pogba £500 million a day to play for made-up Chinese name club. Like, the thing is with us in England, I know nothing about these Chinese clubs. So, to me, like, this could just be all, like, Fugazi Fugazi. Like, could be made up. Do you think it's a threat, these Chinese clubs, to the Premier League? Because we talk about Oscar. Like, I was hearing rants on 5 Live and stuff about Oscar's ruined his career by going to China. Well, to me, I was looking at his career the last 6 months and he sat on a bench in West London. To me, how's his career progressing there?
See, I don't want to go too much because I know a lot about the Chinese Super League and how...
Well, please do, because it seems like a lot of English fans...
Basically, what they're trying to do is they're trying to improve their national team so they can compete on an international basis. Mm. but they need to improve the reputation of their league up. So to get this, they're putting big bids on these big players. This won't last forever. Well, they're doing this to increase the reputation of their league, and you only allow 3 foreign players in your team. Mm-hmm. And you have to have, I think, a Chinese goalkeeper.
But that's only just come in, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you need an under-23 Chinese player. And if 2 teams, let's say Guangzhou Evergrande and Shandong Luneng and Tianjin, whatever the Tianjin teams now, I think there's 2 of them. Say they both finish top of the league. Mm. It's not decided by goal difference. It's decided by how many Chinese goal scorers you have.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They're trying to improve their national team, but to do that, they need to improve the reputation of them as a footballing nation.
Right.
To do that, I believe they're bringing in these big
You've
names.
You've not just made that up.
No, that's 100% true.
So if the 2 top teams in that league finish on the same amount of points, it's how many goals from Chinese players were scored during the course of that season. That is what decides
that's
the league.
That's what decides the title. I mean, it makes sense from their view.
Do you know what? If England brought in that, we'd probably have some better players. To me, that sounds crazy, but
it makes sense at the same time.
Yeah. Dom, what I find really funny is this sort of very slight racism towards the Chinese league from the English media. Oscar, again, for an example. They say, why didn't he stay at Chelsea? Why doesn't he show his loyalty? Why isn't Diego Costa showing his loyalty to Chelsea? When Diego Costa was 4 years old, living in a slum in Brazil, where's his connection to Chelsea? A team that was sitting mid-table in the English top league. All Chelsea are is just a club that's been made massive and huge from foreign money. Why should he have a connection to that club? Why should any player in the Premier League have a connection to the club? They just don't. Well, it's laughable. It's laughable that we're slightly racist towards the Chinese league.
Is it any different to the Premier League 20, 25 years ago?
When
Serie A was the best league by an absolute country mile.
We've got to think about this and stop being so single-minded. All the Premier League is to foreign players is a payday. Come on. Why did Costa leave Atletico Madrid?
Yeah, because for me, Atletico Madrid were doing better than Chelsea at the time.
Yeah.
And he knows he's going to get twice or a lot more money in England. It's, it's like,
it's laughable.
I think it's because obviously China haven't had a reputable football league whatsoever. I mean, a lot of the clubs are 20 years old to 100 years old. But I mean, how else are you going to grow football out there?
Yeah.
Football just can't be big in Europe. It's a worldwide sport.
I completely agree.
They're just trying to build a sport in their country.
And all they're doing is, what are the Chinese people fans of? The Premier League.
Yeah.
So the people that want to grow the Chinese league have gone, well, let's follow the model of the English Premier League. Let's try and lure the best foreign players we can with the most money. That's all the Premier League did 20 years ago.
I mean,
ago.
They've got the money.
Yeah.
They've got the stadiums. Mm. Many, many 30, 40,000 seater stadiums.
Do they fill them?
Not now, but I think it's a process.
It is a process, you're right. God, sorry, we've gone on the biggest tangent then. When the first game of the Premier League kicks off next season, will Mesut Ozil be at Arsenal?
I'm going to say no.
I think Ozil will. I'll be quick with this. The first game of the next season, will Alexis Sanchez be at Arsenal?
Yes.
Incredible. Right, okay. I think total opposite.
Because I'm saying this because I think Arsenal hopefully realise, without Sanchez, are they threatening? Without Ozil, they can still challenge. Ozil, yes, he's a great player, but he's only turned up in one big game in his entire Arsenal career. And that was Chelsea at home 3-0 earlier in the season.
He's beautiful to watch.
I know, he's wonderful to watch. But I think if I was an Arsenal fan, I'd rather let Ozil go than Sanchez.
One last bit of caveat to add to this Ozil-Sanchez thing is my favourite moment of the season so far is from Alexis Sanchez away at West Ham when he got put through on goal and he... what did he do? I know what he's doing. I'm playing it in the head. When he went through on goal against West Ham and he dummied that ball and then chipped it over the keeper. Was that not just the most beautiful thing
it was
seen?
And that's why I think Sanchez is more key to Arsenal because he brings goals. Yes, Mesut Ozil brings assists, but I'm sorry, a lot of players can pass the football.
On the topic of goals, are you impressed by the sheer number of players in that squad who do get goals?
100%. I mean, you got Danny Welbeck coming back. He got 2 goals on the weekend and an assist. You got Theo Walcott. When he feels like it, he can bag goals for fun. You got Olivier Giroud. He doesn't necessarily fit Arsenal's system, but he guarantees you goals.
Keep naming them, because I've got loads in my
head. You got Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, Ozil. Ramsey. Yeah.
Ramsey on his day, on their day, all these players guarantee you goals. But how often is it that all of them are on their day?
Normally, half of them are injured. So, and I've put that down in my notes. Have you noticed my new notepad for the new Football Hour podcast?
It's wonderful, the Euro 2020.
Have you seen this? It's the beautiful UEFA Euro 20 London notepad that I stole from Wembley Stadium when I was working there on Wednesday. It is beautiful, you know.
I'm really against the next Euros, but we won't get onto that.
February the 4th, Chelsea away. Arsenal are back in some sort of form, but they always lose to Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. They're just going to lose again, mate.
Yeah, they are.
All right, simple question. We'll move on. Arsenal.
Mean, you can't tell me you think they're going to get anything.
No, I agree. I just think Chelsea are an absolute machine and they're rolling towards the title. Even when Chelsea were doing awful last season under Mourinho, still beat Arsenal. The goalkeeper situation, Dom. In my mind, Arsenal have two good goalkeepers, but they don't have one great goalkeeper. Where would you go with this? Would you drop Cech, bring in Ospina, or do you think there's no problem there?
I don't really think there's a problem. I mean, the only issue with Cech is he can't save a penalty to save his life.
Yeah.
I mean, you might need a Fulham goalkeeper. He saved two penalties in a minute today.
Yeah, I saw that. My mate Harvey, who I always mention this, Arsenal fan, he said a great stat about Cech on penalties. Like, he's like not saved his last 14 penalties, but like 13 out of the last 14, he's not even gone the right way. That's how poor he is. Player you mentioned earlier, Danny Welbeck, back in the goals. You like him, right?
He's my favourite Arsenal player.
That's just the stupidest thing to ever... Please convince me how Danny Welbeck is your favourite Arsenal player.
He's just wonderful, isn't he?
At what? He's not good at football.
Great goal celebrations.
Yeah, Salt Bay. I'm just not convinced that he's a Premier League player.
Like, I think in Arsenal's best 11, he starts.
And who's he replace?
If we just go for the front midfield and attack, you have Santi Cazorla and Francis Coquelin in deep. Mesut Ozil number 10. Walcott right, Welbeck left, Sanchez up front.
I'm not going to comment on that.
I mean, Giroud doesn't make their best 11.
All right, okay.
He's a great player. He's doing well at the moment.
I
think they play best when they have just pure pace and intensity in their team. Giroud does guarantee you goals, but I think they play best.
It's a different style of players.
Yeah, different style of players. They play best when they have pace, intensity, when they're always pressing you.
You like Welbeck. I think he's just another English player at their club that just really aren't ever going to be elite players.
He's not an elite player, but let me finish.
Danny Welbeck brought through the Manchester United Academy. Walcott, great academy at Southampton, moved to Arsenal. Oxlade-Chamberlain, Raheem Sterling at Manchester City. These players that have been brought up in modern day football where they've been given every single thing that they ever wanted. They have had zero excuses to ever do anything wrong. In terms of an excuse to go, oh, well, the reason I'm not performing is because my boots aren't clean or the training pitches are awful. I just think that the English academy system is developing players like Welbeck, Raheem Sterling, Theo Walcott, as I keep saying, players that are brought up to not make any decisions because they've never in their life had to make any. They've been millionaires from the age of 18. I think we're just developing players that aren't ever going to be elite. Do you think that's a problem with our academy systems?
I don't really think it's a problem with our academy systems. I think it's just the players aren't good enough.
Right, but why aren't they?
And that goes all the way down to grassroots and...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but give it 10, 15 years, this argument could be totally different. Because we've only just started investing and trying to improve our grassroots massively. Spain did this 20 years ago.
Okay.
That's why they reaped the rewards maybe like the last 5 years.
But aren't these poor footballers, let's go a level down from Welbeck. So your lower league, Premier League clubs, they're paying their youngsters £30,000 a week and they don't play at all. So what is the motivation for, if you were one of them players, Dom, what is the motivation for you to get any better? You're a multimillionaire and you don't even play.
I mean, yeah, that is the issue. They get paid way too much, way too young. Everyone knows that's an issue. Because there is some great quality players who have potential, and I don't think their potential ever gets reached. I mean,
I don't think they want it.
The only player you can argue this with is Gareth Bale. He's the only player who's really reached his potential.
You think Dele Alli can push forward and make it elite?
I hope he does, because he has the potential, as I've said.
That's my worry, that he's just another one that we're giving him so much praise at the moment that will he just go, I don't want to make that extra step?
Then you say maybe the English clubs just aren't good enough.
Okay.
Look at Bale. Would he have reached his level if he didn't leave Spurs?
No, he wouldn't.
Would a Modric... I know he's not English, but would Modric have reached his level he is now without leaving Spurs? Even if he went to United, I don't think he would have reached his level. The elite clubs in Europe are the Spanish and the German sides at the moment.
It's funny that just Welbeck scoring two goals in the FA Cup has just made me go on that a tangent like that, because it just flicked in my head that, yeah, he does well in
it's
cups.
It's more annoying than anything else. Yeah. Like, you know they've got this ability, but they don't show it.
Mm.
Or they don't reach this potential, which we know they have.
Okay, if we talk about players, let's talk about clubs that aren't reaching the potential. Arsenal, in the last decade, haven't reached the potential that they should do with the size of the club, that some of the players that they've had, Dom. Can they get back in this title race?
It's not, they're not good enough, it's Chelsea are too good.
Yeah.
Or Chelsea are good, and I can't see them dropping this race.
No.
If you know what I mean. Like, the only way I can see there being a title race this season is if Chelsea drop points against Liverpool and Arsenal.
Okay, and we'll find out very soon, next couple of weeks, will Chelsea be dropping points against their, well, I'm not going to say title rivals yet, but the other teams in the Premier League. Right, thank you for listening. If you were listening right this very moment and you've got Twitter, get your phone out, go onto the Twitter app for me and go on search at the Football Hour. Done it? Have you done it yet? At the Football Hour. I'm talking to you. Yeah, are you on the tube? Are you sat at home? Are you listening in the car? Are you listening in bed? Are you listening on the bloody toilet? Get your phone out. Go on Twitter. Please, 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 please. Go on Twitter at the Football Hour and tweet at the Football Hour saying, Alex and Dom, I hear you. I hear you. Three simple words. I hear you. And we'll tweet you, we'll retweet you, we'll mention you on the podcast. Because Dom, we keep saying it. We've got that Twitter account. No one ever tweets us, right? And we've got all these listeners. We never see them. We never meet them. I want to hear who these people are. I want to know who they are.
Yeah, because if we take the average, we get over 1,000 listeners a podcast. Yet I don't know who any of you are, except for, like, our family.
Yeah. So if we get 1,000 listeners per podcast, at least one of them 1,000 listeners must have Twitter. If you are that one person, I'm talking to you, and I keep saying it, please tweet us. I hear you, Alex and Dom. Thank you very much. Do I need to say it? Shall I say sorry for saying Arsenal were going to win the league?
They're still technically in the race. I don't think they are.
All right. Thank you for listening. Do that tweet for me. New podcast will be coming out every day. Thank you so much for listening. Dom, cheers for doing it.
No worries.